Welcome in. Today we're doing an intermediate Ableton Live 12 workflow for jungle and old school DnB vibes, and the focus is one specific trick, the bass line pull method, built with an automation first mindset. The idea is simple, but the results are kind of addictive. Instead of writing a super complicated bass line with tons of MIDI edits, we write a boring, stable carrier pattern, and then we make it feel like it's moving and breathing by automating the envelope length, the filter energy, harmonic intensity, and how it ducks around the drums. That pull is the sensation that the bass is leaning back behind the break, then blooming into the pocket right after the snare. It's classic. Before we touch bass automation, let's set up the project in a way that supports jungle. Set tempo somewhere between 165 and 172. I'm going to say 170 because it just rolls in a familiar way. Keep your grid at 1/16 so you can place stuff quickly, but mentally prepare. We will use micro timing too. Now do a quick routing setup. Make a drums group, a bass group, and route both into a permaster. On the permaster, drop a limiter. This is not mastering, it's just safety while you build. Set the ceiling around -0.8 dB and leave the rest. Now we build drums first, because the bass pull only makes sense if there's a pocket to pull against. Drop in an amen or think break on an audio track. Then right-click it and choose slice to new MIDI track. Use transients and preserve the timing. Now you've got a sliced break you can reprogram without losing the vibe. Make a simple two bar pattern. Let the break do most of the talking. Then reinforce it with a clean kick. Put a kick on beat 1, and occasionally put another kick on the end before 3. That classic little shove that makes the loop drive forward. Keep it tasteful. This is jungle. The break is the star. The reinforcement is just steering. On the drum boss, do a quick stock chain. EQ8 first. High pass at around 30 Hz with a steeper slope, and if the break sounds boxy, a small dip somewhere between 200 and 350 Hz. Then drum boss. Drive somewhere in the 5 to 15% range, crunch low or off, and if you use boom, be careful and tune it around 50 to 60 Hz. You're not trying to create a second sub, you're just adding weight. Optional glue compressor. Light, like 1 or 2 dB of gain reduction. Attack around 3 ms, release on auto ratio 2:1. We're gluing, not flattening. Now listen. You want loud, snappy, rolling. If your snare feels weak, fix the break choice or the slice pattern before you blame the bass. Cool. Now the bass. We're going to design a patch that's intentionally simple, because we're going to animate it with automation. Think sub plus edge. Create a MIDI track called bass. Pull. Load operator. Oscillator A is a sign for sub. Oscillator B can be a saw. But keep it lower. It's just edge. Turn on operator's filter and pick LP24. Start cutoff around 200 Hz and resonance modest, like 0.2 to 0.4. Now the amp envelope. Start with attack at 0, decay around 250 to 450 ms, sustain basically off, and release around 80 to 120 ms. This is a classic plucky jungle bass foundation. And we're going to automate that decay in a minute, which is where the magic is. After operator, and an EQ8 first. Low cut around 25 to 30 Hz, just to remove pointless rumble. If it's muddy, a small cut around 120 to 200 Hz can help, but don't carve it to death yet. Then add saturator. Soft sine or analog clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB and turn on soft clip. This is important because later, tiny drive moves will become rhythmic accents without changing your MIDI. Optionally, add auto filter for extra motion. Keep it subtle. LP24 again. We're not doing wobbles, we're doing phrasing. Then add a compressor for sidechain. Sidechain it from your drums, or even just the kick if you prefer. Ratio around 4:1, attack 5 to 15 ms, release 60 to 120 ms, and aim for 2 to 5 dB of ducking. If it feels like the bass is fluttering or losing weight, your release is probably too short, or your threshold is too aggressive. Now we do a key coaching note before writing MIDI. Decide who owns 50 to 90 Hz. Seriously. If your kick's fundamental is living right where your sub-fundamental is, you'll fight masking forever, and no automation will save you. Pick a bass note that makes sense for jungle weight. F or G are common. Then choose or tune your kick, so it doesn't have its strongest hit sitting on the exact same spot. You don't have to be scientific, but you do need to be intentional. Okay, now the whole point. Write the simplest bass MIDI possible. Make a 2-bar MIDI clip. Choose your root note. Keep it mostly 1/8 notes. But with intentional gaps. The gaps matter more than the notes. The bass needs to leave space for the snare, especially in jungle where the snare is basically the spine of the loop. Keep velocities consistent, like 80 to 100. No fancy velocity grooves yet. We're going to create the dynamics with automation, like a drummer would. Tight into the snare. Bloom after. Open in certain bars. At this stage, the bass should sound kind of plain. Good. If it already sounds busy, you're about to overcook the pull method. Now we start the automation first workflow. We're going to build the pull through four main moves. Envelope timing, filter cutoff, saturation drive, and ducking shape. Then we'll add micro gaps, which is the secret weapon. First, automate amp decay or release. In operator, target decay. Open clip automation for that MIDI clip. Here's the mental model. Shorter decay right before snares. Longer decay right after snares. So right before the snare, tighten it. Think 120 to 220 milliseconds. Then after the snare, let it bloom. 350 to 600 milliseconds. This makes the bass feel like it's leaning back and then arriving late, behind the drum hit, instead of smearing all over the snare transient. And don't just scribble random shapes. You should be able to describe what you drew. For example, bar 1 is tight into the snare. Bar 2 blooms after the snare. If you can't describe it in plain language, it's probably not groove, it's just movement. Second, automate filter cutoff for phrase energy. You can do this on operator's filter cutoff or auto filter. Think in two-bar phrasing. Bar 1, darker. Bar 2, slightly brighter. Not a wobble, a phrase. Averages like 140 to 220 Hz on bar 1, 200 to 350 Hz on bar 2, depending on your patch. Then add one quick flick up right before the loop resets, like the last 1/8 note. It's a classic turnaround move that signals the loop without needing a fill. Third, automate saturator drive for ghost accents. This one is sneaky. Set a bass drive, like 3 dB. Then on a couple of hits, bump it by 1 to 3 dB, just momentarily. You'll hear the rhythm get more detailed, even though the MIDI didn't change. That's the illusion. More perceived notes, but it's actually harmonic density changing. Fourth, automate the sidechain feel. Most producers set sidechain once and never touch it. For this method, you treat sidechain like part of the groove. If you're using compressor sidechain, automate the threshold slightly. When the break is busy, lower the threshold so it ducks more. When things are sparse, raise it so the bass stands taller. And here's a key listening trick. Calibrate your sidechain by listening to the snare tail, not just the transient. Solo drums and bass. When the snare hits, decide what you want. Do you want the bass to briefly vanish for a crisp, techie articulation, or do you want it to duck just enough that the snare body stays audible for that rolling old-school feel? Adjust the release until the snare sustain can be heard clearly without the bass feeling like it drops out of the song. Now the fifth move, and this is the real cheat code. Micro gaps. Put a utility at the end of the bass chain. Now automate utility gain to create tiny dips right before snare hits. These can be full mutes for 10 to 20 milliseconds, but they don't have to be. Often, -6 to -12 dB for 10 to 25 milliseconds gives you the same clarity with less clicking. If you hear clicks, it's because the gain move is too abrupt. You can fix it by drawing a tiny fade shape, or by using a device that allows a curved volume shape. The goal is not an effect. The goal is just removing enough low-end energy for the snare to crack through. At this point, you should hear the bass and break start to feel like they're interacting. The bass isn't just playing under the drums, it's moving around them. Now we lock timing to the break, because old jungle is all about swing and imperfect push-pull. Use the groove pool. You can extract groove from your break. Right-click the break and choose Extract Groove. Then apply that groove to the bass clip at around 20 to 40%. Subtle. Too much and your low end starts wobbling in time, and that can feel unstable on big systems. And here's an advanced but practical trick. Swing that doesn't mess with sub timing. Keep your sub straight, and apply groove mostly to the mid layer later. That way the role lives in the character, while the fundamental stays solid. If you want to go even deeper, manually nudge just a few bass notes late, like 1 to 6 milliseconds, not the downbeat. Keep the first hit stable, then pull a couple of later hits behind the grid. That's where the lean back feel comes from. The goal is not sloppy, the goal is elastic. Now let's turn this into a DJ-friendly 16-bar structure without rewriting MIDI. Bars 1 to 4, sub-focused. Keep cutoff low, decay shorter, more snare clearance. This sets the pocket. Bars 5 to 8. Lift the cutoff slightly and add occasional dried accents. Still subtle, but you feel the energy rise. Bars 9 to 12, add a mid layer. The fast way is to duplicate the bass track, name it bass mid, then high pass at 150 Hz so it doesn't mess with sub. Add heavier saturation, like 6 to 10 dB of drive, maybe a little auto-filter movement, and keep it lower in level than you think. Jungle is break-led. The mid-bass is seasoning. Bar is 13 to 16. Pull back again. Drop the mid layer out, return to sub-focus, and add one small fill moment, which can be as simple as a single bar with a cutoff lift or a slightly different pull shape. Often removing density creates more lift than adding notes. Now, a few common mistakes to avoid as you build. Number 1. Overwriting the MIDI instead of automating. If you have 50 notes, you'll constantly be fighting the break. Let automation do the work. Number 2. Too much filter movement. If it starts sounding like generic wobble bass, you've lost the old-school intention. Phrase-based, not chaotic. Number 3. Sidechain too fast or too deep. 0-millisecond attack and super short release can create flutter and make the bass feel thin. Let it breathe. Number 4. No micro gaps around the snare. In jungle, the snare needs to speak. Tiny holes make everything sound louder without actually turning anything up. Number 5. Sub fighting kick fundamental. Decide ownership early. Now let's add a couple of advanced variations if you want to level this up.